Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It was 10 years ago this week that I first started doing Superhuman Radio. This is our anniversary week, the third week of November. And it's been a long journey and lots of fun. And I want to thank everybody who has come along with me for the entire ride. I know there's a lot of people in this audience that started listening to the show way back when it first started. So thank you for all your loyalty and patronage. We've got a great show today. We're going to start out with the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to talk about could the key to iron supplementation be timing more than the amount that you take. We're going to be joined by Dr. Diego Moretti for that. And then during the last half hour of the second hour, we'll be talking to Irene Lewis McCormick about her new book, High Intensity Workouts for Women. I just want to mention something. Right now, we have a special $1,000 shopping spree giveaway thanks to ThriveMarket.com. If you go to SuperhumanRadio.com, you'll find plenty of banner ads to click. When you enter, you not only get entered for $1,000 worth of product shopping spree, you also get a free month membership and 15% off your first order as well. So check that out. Go to superhumanradio.com today and enter to win $1,000 worth of free product from ThriveMarket.com.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Yeah, man, congratulations. 10 years, huh?
Yeah, this week. This week. In fact, I know because in December my mother had her stroke. And so
wow.
I had just started doing the show and my mom had a stroke and I had to take 2 weeks off from the show immediately upon starting it, the second 2 weeks of December, right into Christmas.
Wow.
Because my
wow.
mom had her stroke. But luckily I was there for that. Got her on some creatine monohydrate, made her some protein shakes. With the consent of her neurologist, I brought in the research on creatine and stroke resolution, and he was like, yeah, give it a try, and bang, she was back in no time.
That's awesome. Well, it's been busy here. We just got a few days left in the Blueprint Army Super Special where you can get 4.0 for free with your subscription to the Blueprint Army's Mega Vault. Also, for the first time ever, I'm going to be doing a Black Friday special. With deals starting as low as $1. You heard that right, $1. I consider myself blessed to have so many listeners here that have benefited from my work. So if you're on my mailing list, look for a special email Thursday with all the details. And for everyone else, you know, please visit my website, CoachRobRegish.com. Details are up right now at the top of my homepage. So give it a look.
First question comes from Dan Champani. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Dan. He says, I'm a new listener to SHR and just found your show. Fantastic info, and I get really excited to tune in every week. My question has to do with the Buckminster Fullerene stuff. I'm real skeptical of what you claim, so want to know how it works. That's an easy one. I mean,
yeah, well, Buckminster Fullerene, a.k.a. C60, is being aggressively marketed right now to two different communities, weightlifters and runners. So let me give you a couple of examples of just how aggressively. You know, here's some of the feedback. You can do more reps at the same weight. That was the most commonly reported benefit. People are adamant that it's a great difference, comparable to creatine and not, and this is what got me, not even anabolic steroids enabled such an immediate increase in both repetitions and max weight. Other feedback, you can run longer and seemingly more effective utilization of oxygen, less fatigue, can run faster while being more comfortable at that faster pace, higher libido, might be the most liver protective substance ever found. So against this backdrop is its mechanism of action. C60, I'll call it that because it's easier. It accumulates in mitochondria, providing high free radical scavenging activity in the subcellular compartment, which is sometimes called the dirtiest place in the cell. And this was an, believe it or not, this was an immediate red flag to me, as how many antioxidants have you taken that make a noticeable difference? There were none that I could recall. Yet, people reviewing it have had things to say, like this. You know, here was a guy, he said, I had done a certain drill, log carrying, many, many times, hundreds in fact, and as hard as I pushed, it still took me 22 minutes to complete. Within a few weeks on C60, I was completing it in under 15 minutes. Here's my take after using it. C60 makes a noticeable difference, especially if you're timing your cardio and or your rest between sets. You're not going to notice anything if you're just winging it in the gym. You might, you know, breathing easier, but that really doesn't do it justice. Winging it, as you know, I rail against, and I'll continue to do so. But I will say this. C60 pairs exceptionally well with at least one other supplement that radically ups anaerobic work capacity. And with that tag team, you get the best of both worlds, and the results are unmistakable, and they come on fast, as in the first workout. Now, I've saved that for 4.0, but as far as Buckminster Fullerene goes, that's how it works, and yes, it does work, and exceptionally well.
Ray Kurzweil, who a lot of people accept as one of the leading scientists within the anti-aging longevity community, wrote about the Buckminster Fullerene molecule, I want to say back in 2012 or 2010. The study that they did on rodents, on rats, doubled their lifespan with no toxicity. When they sacrificed these rats, and the last rat had to be killed because it didn't die, and they ran out of time to do the study, so they literally had to kill the rat because he would have lived, he would have continued on. When they looked at biopsies of the spleen, of the liver, what they noticed was, and keep in mind, the rats that were treated with a placebo got olive oil only, and the rats that were given the Buckminster Fullerene got, obviously, olive oil with the C60 infused into it. They saw crystals containing C60 crystals actually in the tissue, that were leading to macrophages that were doing all the hard work of cleanup. It was thought then that C60 was the ultimate, antioxidant, I'm sorry, because it actually had the ability to recycle all the other antioxidants. And Adel Moussa wrote extensively on it in his blog, specifically about it being an amazing antioxidant and the benefits that it gives you from that one thing that it does. And you're right. The levels in mitochondria sustained for long periods of time after single doses as well. So it's not something that you take every day and you stop taking, it goes away. The results seem to stick around. This is not about performance. This is about longevity. The performance benefits of C60 are just, the scientists don't even care about that. They just care that it extends life.
Is that true in the kidneys too? Does it
yeah.
work magic? Then?
Yeah, yeah. They looked at kidney, spleen, liver. They looked at a variety of different tissues, and they saw the active C60 molecule in there doing its job. It's amazing.
Wow. That's awesome.
The next question comes from Jim Lockwood. He says, I heard the news about USP Labs last week. Pretty lousy of them because it's going to hurt the above-board people in the industry like you. My question is, what tripped all this enforcement action, and what else do you know?
All right, for those unfamiliar, last week the FDA, the FTC, the Department of Justice, and even the Department of Defense came down hard on USP Labs, makers of the popular pre-workout Jack 3D and their fat burner Oxy Elite Pro. 9 of the company's principals were arrested, including CEO Jacob Geisler, not yet 40 years old, as I understand it. You need to understand this was a long process. USP Labs had been visited by the FDA for years. On one occasion, they were sent 3 different warning letters, and that was just on one of their products. They fought the government on whether DMAA was naturally occurring. Now, I read all the letters back and forth between the two yesterday. It's really quite simple. The government buries you under so many alleged violations, citing U.S. code for each of them. You know, and you could have an army of lawyers, but they couldn't possibly keep up in refuting these charges. Not that they didn't have any valid accusations, but the government guidelines for something as universal as good manufacturing practices are impossibly complex. You know, if you're thinking of getting into the supplement business, good luck. The barriers to entry and the rules you have to follow make it almost impossible. At every turn, though, it appeared to me USP Labs ducked, dodged, and weaved just long enough to sell their products, and the very same products the FDA demanded that they stop selling. So if you read through the government indictment, they really took exception to the fact USP went to great lengths to sell off remaining stock and or get out of the country what was left, specifically Oxy Elite Pro. This was after telling the FDA they'd play nice and discontinue sales of it. You know, to my mind, it's the flagrant abuse of the government's rules, the deception they engaged in, and especially saying one thing and doing another. USP Labs' main defense in all of this was, oh, it wasn't our products, it was the counterfeits. In other words, imposters. You know, some of that may be valid, if not for the fact the government has the emails going from USP Labs to China, instructing them to put drugs in their products and then send them fake C of A's showing the compounds were extracted from herbs. You know, that business model netted sales of between $300 and $400 million a year on those two products alone. It may also be the business model that puts Mr. Geisler away for life. One last thing. I'm told this is just the tip of the icebergs.
Yep.
The iceberg. And USP is the first of many companies and products to fall. The government's own paperwork indictment cites over 100 other individuals caught up in this sweep. So many of your favorite products are about to go bye-bye. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens fast. So, last night, Blueprint Army members got a red alert email detailing just what products those were, what order I think they would fall in, and why. Which is why at the top of the show I said, look, there's 7 days left on getting in on the Blueprint Army Super Sale, where you too can say one step ahead of Big Brother. This is a big deal, and it's going to affect all of us.
190 companies, I have it on good authority, are in the this next bloodletting.
Wow.
And they're going to range everything from cease and desist letters to more indictments.
So I don't think I could name 190 supplement companies.
They're out there. They're out there. Maybe it was 190 individuals. I take that back. Maybe it's 190 individuals who are involved with companies that are going to receive cease and desist letters and or indictments. You know, this is not the FDA and the FTC overreacting. This is the industry thumbing its nose for a long time and doing stuff like selling research chemicals in supplements.
Yeah.
Calling them, and knowing that they're research chemicals, but thinking, you know, hey, no one's bothering the companies that sell research chemicals. Why are they going to bother us for selling it now? You know, every couple of weeks, I get somebody on Facebook who wants to friend me. And I look at their Facebook page, and they've got loads of pictures of anabolic steroids. I'm thinking to myself, are you stupid, or do you think I'm stupid? I'm not going to friend somebody who's trying to traffic anabolic steroids on Facebook. The industry has thumbed its nose, and now it's going to come home and roost. And a lot of people who thought, hey, I can get away with this and I can get away with that because that guy did. He just got he made $100 million. He got a cease and desist and got out of the business. It's going to change now. Everybody's going to start going to jail. It's not going to be worth the money anymore. And I quite frankly, I think the industry is going to be better overall.
Yeah, well, when we get back from break, I got a story about that.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Pal Hour.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. CoachRobRegish.com. My co-host, CoachRobRegish.com. You should have your name changed and add .com to it, Rob.
Might be better.
So everywhere you go, you'd be an advertisement for your company. Hey, this is CoachRobRegish.com. I'm really tempted to order steroids via the internet, this anonymous person says. I've got all my ducks in a row, going to use FedEx overnight, shipping, using encrypted hush mail, and only ordering small personal use amounts. You seem pretty set against this. But why is that? Internet and anonymity sure beats buying from someone in the gym who could be a narc. And how savvy is the DEA really at running down end users?
You know, it's funny this guy brought this up because I was solicited by a steroid dealer just this week.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He reached out to me on Facebook. He's like, hey, man, what do you want? So I look at his Facebook page, and he's brand new. He just opened up shop. I assumed he meant anabolics, and he had those, or said he did. But, you know, what's the first drug I see on his Facebook page? Oxycodone.
Yeah.
Whatever the painkiller is, people are knocking over pharmacies.
Right, Oxycontin. Right, exactly.
So just to see how far he'd take it. I inquired about Tessip, D-ball, Anadrol, Tren, the usual suspects. He said, and this is a direct quote, we've got all that and more. I'm out of Los Angeles, and we make all our stuff here. Just want you to give me the chance to build a business relationship with you. We ship worldwide without any problems. Very creative packaging. Sending you samples is no problem, so you can see the quality before ordering. Now, I politely but firmly told him that wasn't my scene. Nothing against guys that use, but again, you have to be firm with these guys. Now, I want to alert you to a couple of things so you'll know what to look for if this happens to you, okay? This goes for domestic as well as international suppliers. First red flag, he's selling RX painkillers and Oxy, whatever it is, at that. So He's figured out a highly addictive drug is a nice annuity stream. You see, because anabolics aren't addictive, they produce no high, and nor is there any immediate instant gratification effect. Painkillers do, so he's trying to get you hooked. Second red flag, he has whatever you need. Okay, reputable suppliers rarely have lots of everything on hand all the time. And the chief problem is that most operations are converting raw steroid powders smuggled into the country into finished product. That takes time, the raws aren't always available, and it's a dangerous cat and mouse game they're playing with the import police. Third red flag, he's brand spanking new to this, okay? And he reached out to me. Reputable suppliers almost always have people come to them, and that's usually when they're introduced through an established customer. And to top all that off, right, he's got a Facebook page complete with pictures of the drugs, practically begging customers to quote-unquote give him a chance to get business up and running. All right, there's even a picture of him in the gym, complete with a face pick and his name on it. Now, I'm sure it could be a fake name.
Oh, you know it is. It could be, and it could be an FBI thing. I mean, you know what? You'd have to be, I get those constantly. They friend me. You know, I friend a lot of people. I accept their friendship. And then they immediately send me a private message with a picture of, like, vials of oils. And so I go to their Facebook page, and then I block them. That's what I do immediately. It's like, you have to be stupid.
Was it the same guy that did
Oh, there's two or three handfuls of these guys on Facebook right now.
Jesus. Well, you know, finally, as for how savvy the DEA is at running down end users, you'd be surprised. It's true they're looking more for the dealers and suppliers, but don't be fooled. The easiest way to get these guys, to get to those guys, is pop an end user.
And pressure them, because an end user is a small guy who doesn't want his life disrupted. He doesn't want to lose his home and his family. So he's going to roll over real fast and say where he got it immediately. That's where they start.
Exactly. And he's going to have the emails, the physical address or the P.O. box about where to send the money, and other details about how business is done. So there is no honor amongst thieves. So cutting a deal by one of these guys wearing a wire or tapping their phones and documenting emails and otherwise rolling on their dealer is common. To paraphrase a saying, just say no.
And one other thing about encrypted hush mail or even apps. There's an app out there. There's quite a few apps out there that are encrypted text message apps. So when the whole terrorist attack on Paris occurred, all of the intelligence agencies said, we didn't hear any chatter on this, you know, because they're listening to everything you can. Well, it turns out that they can't listen to the encrypted apps. Guess what? Guess what's going to happen now? You think they're going to just keep on? You think they're going to keep letting that be a blind spot for terrorists? No. You could bet every encrypted app manufacturer got a contact from the FBI and everybody else, Interpol, and said, look, we need access to this data because this is a matter of national security. You either play ball or we'll shut you down. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do just like all the other email and Verizon does. Hey, yes, yeah, so sniff whatever you want. Now, are they going to come after you while they're looking for terrorists? No. But are they going to earmark that you're buying steroids? Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, use your head.
No. And I love this, you know, oh, yeah, just buy small amounts. Okay. Good luck with that. We actually have to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got a question from Jack Prendergast. I assume it's not about anabolic steroids because he actually gave his name. So there you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The secret word is consistent.
Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, then you know that I post pictures of some of the greatest gourmet meals that I make in my Hot Logic Mini, which is the first lunchbox that you can plug in, and it'll actually cook your food for you. Right
wow,
now,
awesome.
I know, I'm cooking a pound of grass-fed beef smothered in peppers, fresh ginger, and mushrooms. It was frozen when I got here to the studio, but after this show, I will have an amazing hot gourmet meal. If you haven't wanted to take the plunge and try the Hot Logic Mini, you can get one for free right now. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Hot Logic Mini banner ad, use the coupon code SHR, they'll send you one to try. I promise you, it will change forever the way you eat lunch or foods on the go. Hot Logic Mini, it's the greatest invention since the brown paper bag. Okay, next question comes from Jack Prendergast. So I saw a post on Predator's Board about a new product that you're doing in 2016. What is it? How does it work? And is it something I can stack with Synthogen or Progenidrex or both? Speaking of Progenidrex, when will it be back in stock? I miss it.
Yeah, I'm told it'll be back in stock next week, although I'd give it 2 weeks to be safe. In January, we're going to be celebrating its one-year anniversary, so I couldn't be happier with how it's been received. I had a big brother, Synthogen, there that cast a big shadow. But the reality is today it actually outsells Synthogen, at least at Predator. So be on the lookout for it. As for the new product, it's not going to contain one of the saponin analogs that I spoke to here a couple of weeks ago for one simple reason. We couldn't obtain the right or quality material. Now, there were four of those saponin analogs studied, variously referred to in the Soviet literature as compounds 1 through 4, with 4 being the strongest. We couldn't get it. I'm just telling you the truth. The only one being available was compound 1. Now, that isn't a bad compound by any stretch, and I was prepared to run with it until we tested a sample batch. Supplier sent along a C of A showing 99% purity. When tested, there was no 25R present, only diosaponin. So it looked like they tried to do the chemical conversion, but wound up where they started. The new product, then, is a non-stim pre-workout. It's designed to amplify your beta strength overload. And this is very specific, so I want people to understand how to use it. On the non-stim angle, there are so many stimulants out there, it's obscene, right? I'm tired of competing against quote-unquote herbal extracts that have drugs in them. Second, pre-workouts have been around for 20-plus years. Where's the muscle that they allegedly build? It's not there. If it's there, I can't see it. All I see is a bunch of young kids getting all cracked out with nothing to show for it other than dilated pupils. Instead, I've taken a different approach that increases work capacity, meaning your ability to lift heavier weights for more reps over a set period of time. That time frame, by the way, I have worked out to be 30 minutes. And there'll be a specific training protocol I recommend to maximize results. The product will have a dual buffering and an energy compound building effect, but it will do so under acute low oxygen conditions, which is to say it's perfect for weightlifting, anaerobic exercise. It's also going to cut cortisol, and it will contain a very unique amino acid ratio, inclusive of one non-essential amino acid that's been way overlooked. Now, the ratios are going to be different than what I used in Synthogen, and they really are the key to this product's success. Because in addition to allowing you to generate greater overload, you're going to recover faster from every workout, a lot faster. It'll be good to stack with Progenidrex, less so with Synthogen due to the amino acid ratios in both products kind of skewing each other. Ideally, I want guys to use it as a standalone or bridge between Progenidrex and Synthogen cycles. It really is that good. It should be available first quarter 2016 over at Predator, hopefully sooner.
The next question comes from Johnny Gray, longtime listener. Now that the days are getting shorter, my depression is back. I think November has the shortest days of the year in it, and I really and it's really taking its toll on me. I've got all my supplement bases covered. Don't want to go the RX route. Any tips on the workout front you can share? I can also give some tips on the supplement side. Good.
Yeah, well, he makes a timely observation, right? I struggle with this too, although, you know, not as bad this year. There are a couple of reasons why. They're largely exercise related, so let me share. First, heavyweight training is a given. It's the crux of my programming. Although it's slow-paced, the dopamine release is huge. I found, though, that I need something more than this, and that means cardio in various forms. You know, first it was high-intensity interval training. I built up to 30 minutes of it, but I still got winded, interestingly enough, going upstairs. The reason? You're not moving your body weight around. You're just moving your feet on against the pedals. Burpees fix that in a hurry, although I dread those with a passion. It sure makes climbing stairs easier. It's also an easy exercise to model your weight training after, right? Meaning if you can do burpees hard for 20 to 40 seconds, mimicking the duration of a set and then resting 1 to 3 minutes or however long it is you rest between sets. I was absolutely dripping with sweat the first time I performed these after just 2 sets of 25. Since then, I've built up to 100 over 4 sets, and I sweat minimally. So it's a sure sign things are working. Lately, I've added jogging, which frankly, it's made a big difference. I don't go far, nor do I set any speed records, but I add a little more each week. The biggest lesson I've learned is this. You need to mix it up. Cardio, even more so than weight training. There's a certain endorphin rush associated with each of these, although I only get it after the cardio is done. You know, while it's going on, it is pure hell. There's no other way to say it. I dread it. These varying degrees of endorphins need to be rotated, in my opinion, as do sessions that are dedicated to fat loss and building your aerobic work capacity. You really need to distinguish both and work on one versus the other. And you do that by monitoring your heart rate, right? There are zones for fat loss. There are zones for cardiovascular conditioning. As for the depression lift, some form of cardio, in my opinion, absolutely essential, at least for me. I can't train nearly as often as I used to with weights, so this physical activity, cardio, is a must. You may also benefit from timing your workouts with your depression. For me, that's sundown. So I have something called sundowner syndrome. What that means is I'm fine when the sun's out and, interestingly enough, after it gets dark. It's those hours just before and right and during sunset that are just pure terror for me. Now, it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's certainly something I don't look forward to. So doing your cardio just before that low point can help. So keep at it, Johnny, because depression is no laughing matter.
Okay, so here's a couple tips. Curcumin, like a biocurcumin, has been shown to have similar effects as antidepressants in modulating and balancing serotonin. So has saffron, but saffron's very, very expensive. But saffron was used milligram for milligram against Wellbutrin and outperformed Wellbutrin. But here's something that you don't know about. Glycine. Okay? A lot of people who suffer from social anxiety and or depression will see a benefit from taking a couple grams of glycine, put it sublingually. In fact, I learned this from Dr. Bill Seeds. I can't take credit for this. Put it sublingually or in the cheek of the mouth and let it dissolve on its own, and you'll notice a sense of calm. And actually, it's beneficial for people who have sundowners because sundowners precipitates an almost sense of anxiety as the sun is going down from dusk. This could be because of a pulse of melatonin that's coming up and imbalances of other hormones that play a role, especially adrenal hormones. So try some glycine. Put it in the cheek of your mouth. See if it gives you a sense of calm and well-being. But the curcumin and the saffron have been shown scientifically. How's that sound?
That's amazing. I didn't know about the saffron.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Hell, saffron, like to make saffron rice, I mean, that stuff it's so expensive that I don't think it's... I think the curcumin is probably a better choice just from the cost perspective. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with the blueprint tip of the day and perhaps another question answered depending on how much time we have. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of CoachRobRegish.com.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical
Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to hotlogicmini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's hotlogicmini.com and coupon code SHR.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
That's Queen and Dr. Dre mashup. I love that one. That's Dr. Dre from the, I want to say, I think that's the album The Wash that he did with Snoop Dogg. Anyway, the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Well, the tip of the day is, it's actually a question. Are people that use supplements at risk for something called the invulnerability factor? So full credit, this was very interesting. Full credit to Ergolog for this most interesting article they ran recently. It really is good food for thought, not just for me, but for everyone listening. And the title of that article was, Why Big Studies Say Supplements Don't Work. And what these researchers claim is that people who use supplements, like us, actually have a less healthy lifestyle. In other words, taking a supplement makes people feel somewhat invulnerable, and as a result, they eat less healthy and exercise less. Now, I'm going to have my own take on this at the end, but just listen. Psychologists at the Southern Taiwan University discovered why, in a large-scale study, supplements often have little or no positive health benefits. A lot of supplements show interesting effects in laboratory studies. I would agree with that. But in big studies, they don't seem to make their users healthier. I would quasi-agree with that. They say ginkgo biloba is a good example, right? It strengthens bones, boosts sex drives, drive deactivates estradiol, delays aging, inhibits cortisol. There's all these wonderful things in studies. And there are even smaller studies which show ginkgo has been shown to delay mental aging and protect against dementia. Nevertheless, when the researchers monitor large groups of people for an extended period, they can't convincingly show ginkgo reduces the likelihood of dementia or results in a lot of these other wonderful things. Now, there was a recent review which concluded ginkgo was safe. It does have a positive effect. But that effect is so modest, it's not clear whether it really helps. So these Taiwanese researchers then turned to psychology in their search for an explanation as to why there's an absence of clear positive benefits from supplements. They did two psychological experiments. The first involved 82 subjects. They were between 18 and 46. They all had to take a pill. Right? Now, some of them were told they were getting multivitamins. Some of them were told they're getting sugar pill. Afterwards, the researchers asked the subjects how vulnerable or invulnerable they felt. And they discovered that the ones that had been given vitamins and minerals were more likely to believe they wouldn't easily fall ill. According to the researchers, supplements give people this illusionary sense of invulnerability. Now, and to back that up, they gave their subjects a choice between a healthy meal of organic products or a buffet, which with, you know, calorie-rich foods full of sugar and trans fats. The ones that had taken vitamins, or at least thought they took vitamins, chose the unhealthy buffet more often. Study number two, they used 68 students who were also given a pill. Some were told they got, you know, a sugar pill. Others were told they got vitamins and minerals. Now, after taking the pill, the subjects had to walk, but they were allowed to decide for themselves how far they went and how long. What the researchers found was that the subjects that thought they had taken vitamins and minerals didn't walk as far. So here was their conclusion. People who rely on dietary supplements for health protection may pay a hidden price.
I have to disagree with this, and I'll tell you why.
Well, here...
Go ahead.
I'll give you my two CCs.
Okay.
We're probably on the same page. Okay. I don't agree with these findings. In fact, I strongly disagree with them. Now, personally speaking, I know when I'm using supplements, I want my money's worth. Meaning, if anything, I tighten things up, you know, things like training and diet. I don't get loosey-goosey with them. So I'll let you have your two CCs now, Carl. I just didn't agree with this study.
Well, okay, so there's a very, very big difference in the commitment and expectations of a person. Like, in other words, if they would have sought out people who took supplements exclusively, these people are different than somebody that you say, hey, we're going to put you in a study and we're going to give you this vitamin. And this is somebody who doesn't really believe in vitamins or doesn't understand why these vitamins are important. In other words, those of us who take supplements take them as an extension of a healthy lifestyle. We don't take them to ward off the dangers of a bad lifestyle. I would have appreciated this study had they then taken pharmaceutical drug placebos and said, we're giving you a pill to protect you against diabetes. And it's a pharmaceutical, and it's a placebo to see how that influenced people's behavior. Then I would have taken another group and said, we're going to have you pray. You see, here's my point. There are two types of people out there. There are those of us who take supplements and lead a lifestyle, and the supplements are an extension of the lifestyle. There are those out there who are looking for magic in things to protect them against bad decisions. So, these are vastly different populations. I predict that there are people out there who, through prayer, think that they could lead crappy lifestyles because God's protecting them. Or that because their doctor prescribes a pill, they can. We know that. They lead crappy lifestyles anyway. They think the pill's protecting them.
Yeah.
So now, I see this as very flawed, this study. It would be different if they went and found people who are already committed to a healthy lifestyle where supplements are an adjunct of that and use them as the supplement group, you would have seen something very different. That's my prediction.
Yeah. And I think it's worth noting this. Consider the audience.
Yeah.
If you take people like students that may or may not be new to supplements and you say you're getting vitamins and minerals, that's one thing. If you take your average listener to Superhuman Radio who understands it's not just about pills and powders, it is diet. It is training. It is keeping regular hours.
It's sleep, right. Good night's sleep. Right. Right.
That is going to give you radically different results, and results that I dare say would be different than what was concluded in this study. And
now I will give them credit on this. The average population who gravitates towards a supplement like Centrum, you know, or one a day, some multivitamin that they believe is going to give them some sort of protection against their bad lifestyle, that would fit into this study here. But that's not the average person. I take that back. While that may be the average American, that's not the average person who uses supplements as an extension of a healthy lifestyle. And the other problem with those other supplements like Centrum is that they give far too little and quite often synthetic versions of vitamins that have been shown and minerals that have been shown to be beneficial to people. So you get it too. This is one of those things where I always get frustrated because there are too many variables that must be taken into consideration in order to do this right. And these studies don't look at that at all.
Yeah, I would agree. I at first glance, I thought, well, this is designed to throw cold water on supplements. I think in after considering the weight of the evidence, I think it was just a poorly designed study.
But I will tell you, to go back onto the topic for a few minutes about anabolic steroids, I will tell you this, that there are guys out there who use steroids who think that that's going to make up for a crappy diet, poor sleep, and a crappy lifestyle and still build muscle, and they don't see the results.
In fact, I've seen that over and over.
Yeah.
I knew a guy that was on A-bombs. He wondered why he wasn't gaining. It's because he was eating microwave popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, can we, I mean, that I see the illusion taking place of, well, this is going to give me everything, all the gains I'm looking for, even though I'm not sleeping, I'm drinking copious amounts of alcohol, I'm not hitting my protein goals every single day, you know, I'm leading this crappy lifestyle, but I am going to the gym and training 5 days a week. Why aren't my muscles growing? I mean, I'm taking all these drugs.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I know.
All right. Well, listen, it's been a great show and always great. What Coach Rob Regish does on this show, no one else does. So show him some love. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. Take advantage of the last 7 days that this blueprint vault will be available to you as part of this special package. Tell the package again.
Oh, my God. You know, in addition to 4.0 for free, you're getting 2.0, 3.0, the Blueprint Meteoric, 3 years worth of Blueprint Bulletins, an ongoing subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin, every single Blueprint Power Hour ever recorded, every written Blueprint Power Hour searchable database, the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course. It goes on and on and on. And don't forget the Black Friday special. Just go to my website now. You'll get all the details. It's going to be up for 7 more days, and please take advantage of it.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving, brother.
You too.
Talk soon. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about iron supplements. Very, very interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to hotlogicmini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's hotlogicmini.com and coupon code SHR.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Just want to remind everybody that there's a $1,000 shopping spree being given away to our audience by ThriveMarket.com. You go to superhumanradio.com right now and click one of the Thrive banner ads. You can enter to win $1,000 worth of free product from ThriveMarket.com and automatically get a free month subscription and 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com or go to ThriveMarket.com/superhumanradio. Lots of people take iron supplements, but maybe there's a way to take iron supplements that'll actually make them more effective. My next guest is Dr. Diego Moretti. How you doing, Dr. Moretti?
Yes. Hello. Good afternoon. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. So, talk about your research. What questions were you trying to answer with this research?
Well, the aim of the study was basically to answer a question whether a new molecule, which was discovered roughly 15 years ago, which is called hepcidin, and has been more and more shown to be like the main regulator of iron absorption. So the main question was to investigate whether looking at this molecule would in a way help to develop an optimized iron supplementation schedule. So basically iron supplements are prescribed, oral iron supplements are prescribed very often to people with iron deficiency, but the schedules or the uptake of these supplements is far from being optimal. So absorption is typically low, and we thought that looking at this molecule would help develop kind of an optimized schedule for supplementation.
Is anemia always iron deficiency, or can it be other things?
No, there's several reasons for anemia, and anemia is a complex disease, or it's a complex condition which can have several different reasons. I mean, the consensus overall is that anemia is a relatively prevalent disease, but roughly 40% of the global prevalence of anemia is due to iron deficiency, but B vitamin deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, but also several different diseases such as cancer or bleeding or can have as a consequence anemia. So iron deficiency is certainly not the only reason, but it's one of the main causative contributors to anemia, though.
How does iron work? What is the pathway that iron influences erythropoietic effect on the blood? Obviously, we're talking about anemia. We're talking about very, very low red blood cells. These are the oxygen-carrying blood cells responsible for delivering oxygen to all areas of the body. When someone becomes anemic, they have very, very low red blood cells. How does iron stimulate the production of red blood cells?
Iron is just a component of red blood cells. So if there's too little iron, not enough hemoglobin can be produced, and therefore the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood is decreased to some extent. So it's an essential component, and when it's not available in sufficient amounts, not enough hemoglobin, so not enough oxygen-carrying pigment can be produced by the by the body, and therefore there's a lower capacity to transport oxygen.
Now, the problem with iron supplements is that it's one of those things that, and we know that you're not supposed to take too much iron because it can cause stomach cramping, and too much iron it can be toxic. So it seems like the hepcidin is really there to protect us from consuming too much iron, correct? Or absorbing too much iron?
It's one of the effects. I mean, hepcidin is really some kind of a hormone. I mean, in several authors really call it like that. Which reflects overall iron need from the body, but also is a modulator of iron transport within the body. So it doesn't only regulate how much iron is taken in through the gastrointestinal tract, but it also regulates how and how much iron is, for example, recycled from red blood cells after their life cycle. Iron has to be recycled back to the bone marrow to make new red blood cells. That is a process that happens daily, and the life cycle of a red blood cell is roughly 120 days. So hepcidin also controls that. So hepcidin is some kind of almost a bit of a spider in the net of all signals that affect iron need. Hepcidin integrates all these signals that the body might produce and affects how the cells really are able to release iron. So that affects both the cells in the gastrointestinal tract. It also affects the cells of the liver. So it also affects the, for example, if a person has relatively high iron stores, those are mostly in the liver, a low hepcidin level would facilitate the release of these stores to be able to make new red blood cells and therefore, you know, prevent anemia in that case.
Okay, one last question, and then we'll talk specifically about the study. It's been often thought that iron can accumulate in the body, and the presumption is almost like once you have a very, very high level of iron in the body, it's very difficult to get rid of it from the cells. Does hepcidin play a role in actually causing the excretion of iron?
Not really. There's practically no excretion for that's a bit a typical feature of iron metabolism. There's practically no excretion of iron. There is iron loss, which can be due to bleeding, and there's some obligatory losses due to cells that are lost to the GI tract or through the skin. So there is a certain need of iron that needs to be replenished on a daily basis, but there's no real system that the body can enact to excrete excess iron. So all the regulation of iron metabolism really happens at the level of absorption. Mm. That's where a hepcidin actually acts. So if the iron is in need, if the body is in need for iron, hepcidin will facilitate iron absorption by being at a very low level, therefore not inhibiting cells to transport the iron through the GI tract into the blood. And when hepcidin is very high, that is a blockage, a signal of blockage, so very little iron will be absorbed. And this system is usually very efficient. So in healthy people, if the body doesn't need iron, very little iron will be absorbed from the GI tract.
Okay, so let's talk about your research. Describe the design of the study.
So to study the question whether we could optimize iron supplementation schedules, we used a tracer substance. So the study is not a huge study. It's done in roughly, there's a series of three studies. There are in total roughly 50 subjects have participated to the studies. And to be able to say something about iron metabolism in such a small number of subjects, we need a tracer substance. So a substance that behaves like the iron from supplements and can be measured when it's absorbed. And to do that, we use the stable isotopes of iron, which are completely safe to be used in humans. And these really allow to detect the iron which is absorbed from an iron supplement. And the study design was relatively simple. We administered two dosages of iron and observed the iron status parameters, including hepcidin, but also other more conventional iron status parameters over a week. And the idea was really to look how the body would react to a single dose of iron, whether hepcidin would increase, for example, And how long this increase would last. We also looked at different dosages of iron. So we basically tried to establish the dose dependency and the duration of the hepcidin increase caused by iron, with the thought that if hepcidin would stay up, and for the duration that hepcidin would stay up, the subsequent dose of iron would have a lower absorption. It would be less absorbed if hepcidin would remain elevated. And basically we found that hepcidin remains elevated at dosages of 60 milligrams and higher. Hepcidin stays elevated for more than 24 hours. That means that daily supplementation might not be as effective as we previously thought.
And this actually makes sense. One of the things that I see emerging from lots of different areas of science today, we see this in growth hormone use in children with idiopathic short stature. We know that there's a phenomenon that I like to refer to as abundance versus scarcity, and how the body treats things. We know that children who are given 25 IUs a week of growth hormone, but given regular doses every single day versus two bolus doses, the kids that get the two bolus doses, they see a greater trajectory in growth. We know now recently that it's better to take your fish oil instead of taking it every day, to take it maybe once a week or twice a week in larger doses, the accumulative dose that you would have taken across the week, instead of taking it daily, take it once a week or twice a week. Because what the body does with the omega-3s is different. If you're getting it every day, the body will actually use the omega-3s for fuel. It'll burn them up. If you get it in boluses with more sporadic intervals of supplementation, it stores it. And we're seeing this even with iron now from your research. What I'm starting to recognize here is that there's a phenomenon that when the body thinks that certain nutrients that are critical to life are scarce, it does vastly different things with it when you give it a large dose versus it becomes complacent and goes, oh, we have plenty of this. We can just get rid of it. We can burn it up when you take it on a daily basis. It's really interesting to me.
Yeah, I didn't know about the other fields which you were mentioning where this thinking might apply as well. For iron, obviously, if it's not absorbed, it ends up in the GI tract and it is just excreted. So, and since we know that the side effects of iron supplementations are really dose dependent, it would make sense to have an optimized absorption so that with lower dose, we would kind of have the same effect on iron status or the same effect on iron stores, but somewhat decrease the negative consequences of iron supplements, which are well known and are really dose dependent.
Okay. This is great. This is great information. And I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk more specifically about hepcidin. We're talking right now with Dr. Diego Moretti. We're talking about the key to successful iron supplementation may be the intervals in which you take it and not necessarily the dose. Very, very intriguing stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Diego Moretti. We're talking about iron supplementation. Lots of women take iron supplements, especially around the time where they are undergoing menstruation because of blood loss. Those of us who go and donate blood regularly because of the benefits and the life-saving benefits as well for those who get the blood, probably focus on taking iron supplements from time to time. And according to this previous discussion, it may be more beneficial to take them more sporadically as opposed to taking them every single day. Dr. Moretti, the Hepcidin, where is it produced?
So Hepcidin, it's like the name says, is produced in the liver. Mm-hmm. And has also, so it's basically, it's produced in the liver, is a very small peptide of only 25 amino acids, and has also antimicrobial properties. But it's basically produced in the liver. Yeah, and it responds to several stimuli, such as iron status, so the current level of iron in the body. It responds, for example, to altitude. If somebody lives in higher altitude or moves into a place with higher altitude, he will need more hemoglobin. So hepcidin will respond to that and allow the body to absorb more iron. It also responds to inflammation or infection. If somebody has an infection, hepcidin will try to keep iron away from the bloodstream, also probably to keep it away from bacteria and viruses to protect the body from the infection.
You think that's also because of it prefers to upregulate white blood cell production and sacrifice red blood cell production in the case of infection?
That is possible. That probably wouldn't be an effect directly due to hepcidin, but it is possible, yeah, that the bone marrow would focus on producing more white blood cells. Yeah.
But one of the things that's emerging from the new frontier of microbiome, the bacteria that inhabit our guts, is that there seems to be relationships with specific microbes and their hormonal counterparts. Now, we see microbes having the ability to influence the production of a variety of hormones, and hormones having the ability to influence the thriving of certain microbes in the gut. We've talked about this over the past few years now on the show in individual instances and interviews as research has been provided. So I'm wondering if there is any potential that there is, especially since iron hits the gut first, that there may be some signaling going on from, because we know that the microbes in our gut consume things and excrete things, and those things that it excretes become signals to other parts of the body to get ready and prepare for to switch on and off certain processes. Is there any indication that there are microbes in the stomach that are working to signal the production or suppress the production of hepcidin as iron shows up in the gut?
It's a good question, I think, but as far as I'm aware, I never heard that such a signaling pathway, like from gut bacteria or from the gut epithelium, would directly affect hepcidin. However, gut inflammation, as an inflammatory condition, could very well affect hepcidin and increase hepcidin levels if there would be an inflammatory or infectious conditions happening in the gut. But I wouldn't know if this is due to a single bacteria or a single species of bacteria, but would be rather a consequence of the inflammation or the infection that takes place. And that would certainly have an impact on hepcidin.
You know, the only reason why I say that is this. As you illustrated, hepcidin is produced in the liver. And hepcidin's role is to affect the absorption of iron. And in order for, if iron is showing up in the stomach, the next step is going to be first pass liver. And obviously the hepcidin would be produced at that moment as it's passing through the liver. And it would affect the what shows up in the blood, so to speak. It just sounds to me that there's probably some sort of mechanism in the gut to recognize the presence of iron and tell the hepcidin producing machinery in the gut, here it comes, get ready, as opposed to it showing up in the liver and then the hepcidin responding. It's just a thought. That's the only reason why I asked that question. I'm hoping that maybe there'll be more research in that area as time goes on.
Yes, perhaps I didn't completely understand your first question. There's definitely a system to detect or to sense iron in the gut, and hepcidin is only one of the players. In fact, I mean, it's referred to as a systemic player. So it's a player that exerts its effect like systemically. So the body as a has an effect as on the body as a whole. But in the GI tract, the gastrointestinal cells, the enterocytes, very well have a system that modulates the iron concentration within the cell, and with proteins that sense the iron concentration in the cytosol of mm-hmm. the cell, mm-hmm. and those proteins impact the synthesis of iron transporters, both on the lumen, so on the gut side of the epithelium, as well as on the basolateral side, so on the blood side of the epithelium. And those transporters are synthesized really independent of the iron concentration within the cell. Now, hepcidin, by binding one of the transporters on the blood side of the enterocyte, blocks the iron export. So what happens when hepcidin binds to this transporter is that the local concentration in the cell of the GI tract momentarily increases. So iron concentration in the cell increases, mm-hmm. and the cell at that point says, well, if iron concentration increases, I don't need to import more iron from the lumen, from the food. So it does stop to produce iron transport proteins, which import iron.
I got it.
Hepcidin is a systemic signal, but this systemic signal is inserted over a machinery which is local in the tissue and in the cell, which really decides based on the prevailing iron concentration in the cell, how much iron transporters are needed to be expressed to transport iron or not.
Interesting.
Depending on the local iron concentration.
Dr. Moretti, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today to talk about this.
Thank you so much.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about high-intensity training for women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have not tried Only Goodness Inside Natural Deodorant Alternative, you can get free trial samples. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the banner ad, the skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side of the website, and get your free trial samples and get convinced something that I know already. I only have to put deodorant on every third day. Don't tell them I told you that, because the stuff works so good, you don't need it any longer every single day. And believe me, I stink. I'm Italian. All right, let's switch up the discussion a little bit. Let's talk about high intensity workouts for women with Irene Lewis McCormick. How you doing, Irene?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure, our pleasure. So, there's a lot of high intensity information out there. Is it different what women should be doing versus men?
You know, to be honest, it really is not much different. But women do process, they respond to high intensity interval training, I should say, a little bit differently than men do, just because of the physiology of a female.
Yeah.
But the training regimen isn't really going to be different. It's just the response is you should expect something slightly different.
Well,
they're really good, though.
Let's talk about that for a second. So what we've learned from science in the past few years is that when women train too intensely, too frequently, mm-hmm. with too much volume, they can actually start to gain body fat, and they get confused. It's because women are responsible for producing other human beings. Their machinery mm-hmm. is quite different than men. And their responses to what is perceived as, from an evolutionary perspective, as stress, causes the body to go, oh, wow, the environment is not good to us. It's hostile. We need to store body fat, turn down the thermostat, so to speak, of metabolism. So there's a very fine threshold to the intensity that will get progress and the intensity that will thwart progress, isn't there?
Well, there is some research right now that's looking at the role estrogen plays in that precise environment you just were discussing. And men, of course, do not have nearly the amount of estrogen that women do in their reproductive years in particular. And so there's some, I know a little bit about it, but I don't know a lot, because not a lot of people do, but estrogen actually kind of interferes with the body's ability to generate energy in the glycolytic anaerobic phase, or the not the very hardest energy system that we use, but the second one that doesn't require any oxygen. So that is one thing. And then the second thing is men are different than women physiologically. So, for example, men have about a billion more red blood cells than women have. Men have more testosterone and more progesterone normally than women do, typically. They have more lean mass typically than women do for the reasons you just stated, reproduction, et cetera. And so, like I said, the training protocols aren't really different. But women do respond slightly different than men do based on those factors. But you wouldn't know to, you know, don't decrease the intensity of the load or the expectation of intensity just because, oh, you're a female, you need to decrease your intensity. We'll naturally take care of it in our own body. So that's the good news. The body will find the way to get there with the training stimulus if it's applied correctly.
When was this book released, Irene?
Like 3 weeks ago. Just late October, maybe I want to say third week in October, very recently.
Talk about yourself. Where did your love of physical culture come from, and why feel compelled to write this book?
Well, you know, I started competing in track and field when I was 9 years old, and I competed all the way through college. So movement and exercise and training, I don't really know a time when I didn't know that. Doesn't, of course, mean I know how to teach other people how to do that. So I started teaching aerobics, that's how long I've been in this industry, when I was a high school student. I was probably a sophomore or junior in high school, so way back in the 80s. And I studied child growth and development as an undergraduate student because there really weren't very many exercise science options when I was an undergraduate student. It was either medical school or athletic training. So when I went to graduate school at Iowa State University, I studied exercise and sports science, and I've been teaching and training all along that whole time frame. I've just been doing this my whole life. It's really the only career I've really ever had. I'm a college professor. I write, and I do education for a variety of different fitness companies all over the world, actually.
Right. Where are you a professor?
I work at Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa, adjunct, and I work at Drake University in Des Moines.
Wow. Very cool. Okay, so what will women find in this book that will speak directly to their needs?
Well, I think probably the most important group that I really want to, not most important, but probably the one group that I really want to influence that you wouldn't really probably think of when you think of high-intensity interval training, you think, oh, athletes. But I really want to target women who have to lose weight.
Yeah.
Because high-intensity interval training is awesome for women who have weight loss goals, whether it's significant weight or whether it is, you know, a small amount of weight. And we know that if you've got a 5 to 10 pound weight loss goal, you have got a big journey ahead of you because it's difficult to do that. We see a lot of things on TV, like people that weigh over 200 pounds and they lose, you know, 60 pounds. And then the average person who's got maybe 5, 10, 15 pounds to lose think, why isn't that happening for me so quickly? Because if you have a lot of weight to lose, you're going to lose a lot of weight quickly. That's really the one thing you need to understand. So the least amount of weight you need to lose, the more difficult it is to do that.
Uh-huh.
And we traditionally have approached it through the aerobic method, which is good, and it works. And there's a ton of reasons why especially health seekers should be doing aerobic-based movement patterns. But it's not enough because the body will plateau. And plateaus aren't bad. People sometimes think, oh, plateau, that's a terrible thing. But just imagine yourself hiking up a really steep incline mountain trail, and you get to a plateau. How do you feel there?
Yeah, really.
I mean,
good.
You're so glad you got to that plateau. So plateaus really aren't bad. It's just an opportunity to reevaluate where you're going in your fitness journey. So I always tell women, embrace that plateau, but at the same time, figure out what you need to do to change things. So somebody who may be starting a fitness program, HIIT protocols could be a very useful tool, but you have to use them very responsibly, because sometimes people, I think, believe that it's as hard as you can, as much as possible,
yes.
And that's just not the responsible way to use a HIIT protocol. So somebody who's a little more fragile, like somebody who has a lot of weight to lose, because when you're really big and heavy, it's hard to move through space easily, and it may, you know, they... Sometimes I think women go into gyms and they see all these people just kind of rocking their workouts, and they're thinking to themselves, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can do that. So you got to meet them where they are. And my book really is designed to help. I don't care what your fitness level is. I'm going to give you on-ramps and off-ramps to make this work. So you do not have to quit. You have strategies to be successful.
I want to take a break, but I want to stick with this because I want to ask you a question about if perceived exertion is really key to the high-intensity training protocol. We're talking right now with Irene Lewis McCormick. Her book is The HIIT Advantage, High-Intensity Workouts for Women. You can find it on the front page of superhumanradio.com right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Irene Lewis McCormick about her new book, The Hit Advantage, High-Intensity Workouts for Women. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. When you get the book, it includes exclusive access to a vast online video library to help you reach better levels of success. So let's talk about perceived exertion for a second.
Sure. You know, ratings of perceived exertion or your personal experience with the exercise movement is really important in determining how hard you're working.
Yes.
As a coach/trainer, I have to make sure my clients understand my expectations. It's kind of like rating of perceived exertion is really, really helpful because it helps individuals understand how hard they should be working on a scale of 1 to 10. Sometimes a scale of 1 to 10 doesn't make sense to people, but if you add a 0 to each one of those numbers, it corresponds with 50%, 70%, 100%. And most people understand, oh, if I'm working at 100%, this is hard as I could go. So I don't want you at a 10. I want you at a 9 or a 7 or an 8. And I really have to ask for that so that people will know what they need to do because most people don't want to work super hard. The good thing about HIIT is the exercise protocol time frames are really short. They're short, but they're really powerful because you do have to work so hard.
Is there any evidence that you have to have a certain number of these intervals in order to see the magic from high intensity training? So in other words, if you're doing this and you're doing 8 or 9 intervals within a given time frame versus 3 or 4, that the difference is not linear?
It's a really interesting question because the answer is really interesting. You really only need to achieve or cross over your what's called the anaerobic threshold, which is where your body just can't clear the lactate and the hydrogen ions fast as you are creating them. That's when you start going and really deep breathing and you're super fatigued. So it technically, if you cross the anaerobic threshold one time, you are achieving and are going to achieve EPOC, and it's not going to be better or more so than if you do it 10 times. But the rub is that you will achieve, you'll be able to withstand higher intensities and higher levels of training the more you practice. So the more I can do, the higher I can get, meaning that I'll be able to achieve higher and higher levels of exercise intensity before I start to fail physiologically. And that is why you need to do more than one. But technically, you really only need to do 1 4-minute Tabata interval or 1 or 2 of the hardest intervals that I have in my book, which is a 40-second interval, a 30-second interval, and a 20-second interval. So it does, and if you don't have a lot of time and you're like, oh, I don't have a lot of time, I can't exercise today, you can do this in 6 minutes. Now, it's not going to take the place of a 30-minute or a 45-minute training session, but it certainly is going to help you a lot. It's not going to hurt. And it's a great way to incorporate high-intensity interval training into maybe an aerobic workout or a workout where somebody is not accustomed to doing this much high-intensity training volume.
Yeah, because high-intensity training is one of those things that more is not better. Because you actually start to become very overtrained very quickly, especially women.
Absolutely. Totally. I hear that a lot from women, and, they will tell me that they're doing, this volume of training and this many days without any recovery, and I'm like, you're overtraining. And it's really kind of impossible sometimes for consumers of fitness, I call them fit-tumers, to wrap their brain around the fact that you can overtrain. Taking a day off is not a bad idea. And that doesn't mean sitting on the couch eating chips. If you feel compelled to do something, take a walk outside, walk away from your house for 10 minutes, turn around, walk back. You've just done a 20-minute, low-intensity, really good endorphin-releasing workout that has offered you the opportunity to recover. I always recommend, too, that women and men, and too, also get into the water, get into the pool. There's so much that can be done in deep water in particular. It's very hard. and it's so much easier on your body. So it's a great recovery workout.
Yeah, great resistance from water, really, in all
directions. Yeah. Three-dimensional, yep.
Yeah. So what would you say to – there's a large number of experts now who are telling women to shy away from this type of hard work. One that comes to mind, and I'm saying it, not you, Tracy Anderson, I think her name is, she's kind of like the trainer to the star. Women should not be lifting anything more than a one-pound dumbbell and do hours and hours of arduous cardio. And that doesn't work for most women. So what would you say to those women out there that say, you know, I'd like to try this, but I don't want to get too muscular. I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to, you know, I want to have that nice feminine figure.
Yeah, it's truly the age-old question when it comes to exercise and women in particular. There's so much fear that there will be. And you had mentioned a lot of experts. And you have to remember, the fitness industry is not regulated. So there's a lot of self-appointed experts. And that doesn't mean that they don't have anything important to add. Everybody does. I mean, there's a lot to be learned from people. It doesn't matter necessarily if you have a PhD or if you're somebody who's just an enthusiast. You still have value, and it's good. But the one thing I would say about that trainer in particular, and maybe others that think like that, is they clearly are not demonstrating an understanding of the physiology, because the science is proven.
Right.
There's a few theories out there, but for the most part, it's been demonstrated over and over again that in order to achieve muscle strength, you have to achieve overload. Now, you can get muscle endurance, and a lot of people want that toned look. They call it that. And so they are actually working on an aerobic energy system, burning intramuscular fat, and that is really what gives people that toned appearance. But there's five components of fitness. You don't really have the luxury of just picking the one you want to do. And I do think that most humans will respond to exercise in the absence of disease conditions very similarly, even though women and men respond differently, mainly because of hormones. But to get the figure most people need, you should train. You want to have a good balance between harder workouts and maybe more less intense workouts, but they all belong together: aerobic, anaerobic, strength, flexibility, range of motion, and of course, the all-important diet.
Yeah, and you know what? When people say tone to me, I mean, the tonic state of muscle, unless you have a neurological disorder, there is constantly some muscle tone there, because the nerves are poised. But what people really want when they want muscle tone is they want to be able to see their muscles, and that starts in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, you are absolutely correct. Absolutely. You want those abs, but that's a diet thing. It is completely. And the muscle state of tone, for sure, yes. And they want to see their muscle, but then you have to achieve hypertrophy. And if you want to achieve that, you've got to lift loads that are heavy enough to create fatigue in somewhere between 8 and 15 repetitions. And ideally, you want more volume. So I would recommend more sets and less reps if that is what your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the model that a lot of people follow. They like to do the many repetitions and the light loads. And it's not wrong, truly it's not, but it's not probably going to get them what they want.
Right.
So
right.
It leads to a lot of frustration. And again, diet it really supersedes all exercise, in my opinion. That's just what I think.
The book is The HIIT Advantage, High Intensity Workouts for Women. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. It includes an exclusive access to a vast online video library to ensure your success. Women are different than men when it comes to training, especially when it comes to this kind of training, because women can become overtrained very quickly. And we've talked about the research about this just this year. And they will not see the progress they're looking for. And trainers who tell you, eat less, do more cardio, for women, that doesn't work. That gets your body to shut down metabolically completely. So you need this type of advice, because high-intensity training works, and there's a responsibility when you use something that works. Thanks for being on the show today, Irene.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Take care. We're going to say goodbye now. This is the end of Superhuman Radio. For those of you who've been listening to the whole 2 hours, hope you enjoyed CoachRobRegish.com. That's his new name. Check him out and take advantage of his most recent offer on the Blueprint 3.0, 4.0, the Blueprint Bulletin, and everything else. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Also, thanks to Dr. Diego Moretti for coming on and talking about iron supplementation. For those of you who do supplement with iron, it's probably best not to take it daily if you want to see the type of absorption you're looking for. Of course, thanks to Irene Lewis McCormick. Go to superhumanradio.com if you want to check out her book, The HIIT Advantage, High Intensity Workouts for Women. Also, don't forget, Dr. Jeff offered the free testosterone supplement to 12 people. I don't know who actually requested it, but it's not too late to try that. Go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side, you'll see Ask a Scientist. Click that link and ask Dr. Jeff for some free stuff. I got an email from somebody today who said he sent that Dr. Jeff sent him $85 worth of stuff just for asking a question for one of the shows. It's Christmas, and Dr. Jeff is Supplement Santa. So take advantage of it, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing.